Easily one of Australia's most beautiful and progressive songwriters, Ainsley Wills is unapologetic, crafting timeless music for the modern soul. All You Have Is All You Need channels her personal narratives with great emotional depth and creative diversity, with the new album featuring APRA-nominated songs of the year, Running Second and Society. To talk about the creation of this gorgeous album is the Melbourne songstress herself. Welcome, Ainsley, to The Hoist.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. You released your new album, All You Have Is All You Need. How does it feel to finally have it out in the world?
Oh my God, it feels so good. It's been, some of those songs were finished in, well, they began, I should say, the demoing process in about 2014.
Wow.
So it just carried over such a big period of time that it, and, you know, we held off, like management and the team, kind of, we held off releasing it for certain reasons. We just wanted to make sure that it was put out at a time where we could really give it our all. And so, yeah, kind of, it does feel good to have it out and have people listen to it. And then, you know, then I've gotten some really beautiful messages this week, and it makes it feel like, okay, cool, this is... It's you know, out in the world, and there's some energy coming back for it. So it feels so good. Just such a long time coming.
Yeah, and speaking of this long process to the record, can you walk us through what the recording and creative process was like in between, I guess, like the last 5 years?
Yeah, well, I suppose the main kind of shape of this album was that it was produced by three different people, mainly Lyon Folwick, who produced the majority of the songs on the record, and then Matt Redlich produced a couple, and Jai Steer produced one song. So it's like we were collecting tunes over that period of time, and there was points in the process where it was like, maybe this is not an album, maybe this is like a two EPs, and like, how's it going to fit together? And a lot of the, I've kind of always worked like this, like it's just pretty much servicing each song for what it needs, no matter what, you know, whether that means that the genres are really disparate and different. Like, as long as you're serving the song in that, in the best way possible, then that's what our goal was. Not necessarily looking at it as a big body of work from 2014 to when we finished it. It was kind of like collecting songs and demoing them and going, okay, cool, that could fit in this body of work. And we definitely demoed more songs than are on the album, so we had some stuff that didn't make it. And yeah, I think the biggest kind of challenge was just bringing it all together, given that it was over a long period of time, and also with three different producers, the sonic elements were a little bit tricky to bring together. But we did it, and I'm so glad we did it the way, you know, even though I suppose each recording brings its own challenges, but that particular one, compared to maybe the last record that I released, it was the most tricky to make everything kind of fit.
And as you mentioned, the record was produced with your longtime collaborator Lawrence Folwig, as well as Matt Redlich, who has worked with the likes of Ballpark Music and Emma Louise, and also Jono Steer, who's known for his work with Greta Ray and Hiatus Coyote. Did you enjoy that collaborative process, and what do you think that Matt, Lawrence and Jono brought to the record?
Well, I reckon in any context of like creating, having other ears and other minds in the process is always a good thing, I think. I mean, you should say that with like the disclaimer of like, obviously you've got to trust those people that you're working with, and there's got to be some kind of rapport and some kind of energy between you in terms of pushing things forward. And I think working with each of them, they brought such a different energy, like they've got such different processes, and I think it's almost like each producer worked on the tracks that they were going to serve the best. So they were doing songs that they were kind of if they had a little bit of an affinity with, therefore they were going to bring the best things out of that. But yeah, those working with those three, I think, you know, that it just sort of brings dimensions to the sound that you just wouldn't otherwise have if you were doing, like, I made a demo, like, not a demo, an EP by myself in, like, back in 2007 in my Carlton little granny flat, and, you know, I'm proud of that work, but it's very kind of like, it's almost a little bit one-dimensional because it was just me working on it with the resources that I had at the time, and having other people come on board and bring their sounds and their ideas, it just always makes for a better body of work, I think.
Definitely.
I mean, no one ever really does anything in solitary anyway these days. You know, we're all sort of relying on other people to help us out. So, yeah, it was awesome.
When speaking about the album, you've mentioned that the album channels personal realities into timeless songs. How easy was it for you to weave your stories into the narrative of the album?
I think the way I look at it is that because it is documenting a large portion of time, and songwriting for artists, a lot of artists, is about self-discovery and trying to make sense of the world around you through the songwriting process. So I think that, you know, the songs are just a reflection of in terms of narratives and themes and stuff like that. It was just really personal stuff that I was coming to terms with. And, I mean, I think that when I look back at everything, like when I was trying to put the track order together, I was just kind of like, I was actually able to see that there's a lot of sort of, it's not like a common theme through every single track or anything like that, but there definitely was this sense of like, okay, there's a lot of reflecting going on here, and there's a lot of like dream versus reality, like coming together in, my voice is gone, in the themes. And And so, yeah, I suppose I think I've completely lost the question, but my point my point is that there was no kind of strict concept from the beginning. Rather, it's like a documentation of this reflection, like reflective process that I was going through, and, you know, like themes like motherhood and success and all that kind of the things that I was pondering at the time, and, you know, gender stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of quite, it's a broad palette, but there is this underlying kind of theme of like reflection and also just sort of being okay with where you're at and coming to some kind of peace with them. It's quite broad.
Well, it's beautiful. Like, what a fantastic body of work to have. You're here on The Hoist with India and Hayley and Ainsley Wills, who dropped her brand new album, All You Have Is All You Need, last Friday. Ainsley, you'll be bringing the album into the live space on Friday, the 30th of August at Howler in Melbourne, and also to Sydney and Brisbane for some intimate shows. What can people expect from the live show?
This question always kind of it scares me a bit.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm just saying. I think I've been playing with Lawrence and Aaron, who'll be playing with me on the night. We've been playing since 2008, so we're pretty used to playing together, and there's a cohesion there that you can't necessarily get after a short period of time. You have to be working with the same people for that period of time to really trust and like lean into each other. And I think the main thing for the shows is that we're playing the album start to finish, and we're really trying to, I mean, with the theme of All You Have Is All You Need, just trying to make sure that we're not over producing or layering the live sound. We're including some of the kind of more dense sonic kind of layering that happens on the record, but we're trying to make it kind of like, let's play like bare bones versions of most of these songs, just so that there's like a bit more of an accessibility with the tunes, because some of them get a little bit, on the record, as you would have heard, maybe some of them get pretty layered and complex, and that's always something that I'm really attracted to, and my collaborators are as well. But I think from a live point of view, we're just trying to go, okay, let's serve them for what they are and try and really bring people into the space. And hopefully, I mean, you know, when we play live, or when my goal as a performer is just to make everyone feel like, you know, it's a very open space and a very kind of, it's a space in which people can hopefully tap into some of the emotional kind of sides of the music. That's a long-winded answer, but that's what I can...
No, but we can definitely imagine that sort of raw versions of the album will just be as spine-tingling beautiful as the album itself. But to tease the audience, we're going to give Mountains a spin, which is off your new album, All You Have Is All You Need. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the track before we pop it on?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you tell us a little bit about the track Mountains, which we're going to give a spin for our audience now?
Absolutely, yeah. So Mountains I don't class myself as an insomniac, but I definitely spend many nights lying, you know, wide awake in bed, trying to get to sleep, but just feeling completely inundated with ideas and thoughts and pressures. And it was a song that kind of just came out of this loop that you hear. That's like a kind of repetitive thing. And yeah, I think I just wanted to write something that was going through the mood of what it is to, it's kind of trying to encapsulate that thing, I don't know whether you guys have experienced it, but where when you're in bed at night and it's dark, and it's almost like, because you don't have the stimulus of the light in the day and the, you know, people around you and all that kind of thing, everything just kind of descends upon you, and you feel like you're overwhelmed by worries. And so that song is me just trying to express that and trying to kind of tell myself that it's like, it's going to be all right in the morning. Everything's going to be okay.
I think I'm going to make this my new lullaby, because I completely relate to what you're going through.
Ainsley Wills, thank you so much for joining us on The Hoist.